Cindy Doran, the deputy minority leader of the Rensselaer County Legislature from Troy, sits on the Education Committee. As the committee was preparing to review and pass the $91 million budget for Hudson Valley Community College over the summer, she received some strange reports.
I had constituents reach out to me because they saw a Facebook post by the chairman of the Hudson Valley Board of Trustees, Neil Kelleher's wife, went on a trip to Israel with other people from the college, including the president, Dr. Ramsamy. And the trip was a trip of a lifetime. And you see all kinds of pictures from Israel. And so constituents were very concerned about this. So during the July education meeting, a representative from Hudson Valley, the CFO, spoke on a few resolutions that we would have to pass out of committee. And at the end, I just brought up the topic of this Facebook post and the concern that some constituents had. And then there's been talk from other people wondering about all kinds of international travel that Dr. Ramsamy has made, typically taking the chair of the Board of Trustees and other people with him. So I asked about that, and I said, I'm a little concerned because next week we have to vote on the Hudson Valley budget, and we don't really know a lot about the travel expenses, and we've tried to find some line items that would indicate where the president may have gone and where the funding was from and who went on the trip, and I'd like that information before we vote on the budget next week. So I was very specific about what I requested, and I put that in email form at a later date. I wanted to know about his international travel, Dr. Ramsamy, the dates and the locations and the purpose of the trip, as well as any expenses associated with the travel. And then I wanted to know the return on this investment from these different travel experiences that the president was taking. So the CFO was, he was very positive about this and said he would get back to me with the information I requested. So I followed up the following week, the Monday before our Tuesday meeting, and just sent a reminder out to him indicating that I had not heard back from him and that it was important that we have this information prior to the meeting. We needed to spend time looking at it. We knew there was going to be a budget vote. Well, after I sent him the email, someone from the college sent a message to me indicating that my request was going to be considered part of Freedom for Information Law, known as FOIL, and that they would let me know by the end of July whether they're going to grant my request for information. Now, this information has to do with a budget that the legislature votes on, and we are a large sponsor of Hudson Valley. We're also great supporters, and we believe that it is a gem in our county. At Tuesday's meeting, our caucus talked ahead of the meeting and said, we don't have this important information. We're being denied it. And how can we support the budget without the information we need? So during the meeting, when this resolution came up for a vote, I did ask if we could table the motion for a month. Our colleagues on the other side voted the motion down. So that means we had to vote on the resolution as it stood at that meeting. And so the six of us voted no because we didn't have the information we needed. And I guess that caused, a slight problem. The county executive, didn't like that. It wasn't unanimous, but it's reasonable. And, we're here to represent the taxpayers, the people of Troy and the rest of the county.
As a result of the Democratic caucus's no vote, representatives of the school reached out and promised to provide the documentation the legislature had been asking for.
we agreed that we'd be very happy to meet once we had the information requested. And we had a chance to look at it and ask questions. So prior to the August committee meeting, so that would be the first week in August, we were in caucus, and that evening an envelope was delivered to me. And I believe the other education committee legislators, but I can't tell you for sure. And in this envelope is quite a bit of documentation from Dr. Ramsamy. He goes into detail about why he traveled to a number of countries, who the participants were, and what the purpose was. But we really don't have the individual costs for any of his travel. We get a total budget that was, you know, reported in the Times Union, but we don't have, I don't have the information that I requested. I wanted to know what was spent on each one of these international travel trips and who was paying for other people to attend and how much all of that cost. I know in some cases, for example, we were told that Neil Kelleher's wife paid for her own trip. Okay, that's fine. But we don't have outcomes. We don't have the expenses in line with the trip. And I certainly don't have the return, the rate of return. Like, was it worth spending that kind of money, you know, to go to, let's say, the Costa Rica?
There's Costa Rica also, and Norway.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of travel in here. But Denmark, Sweden, yes, that's in here. I believe he gave me the report for domestic and international, and I counted 8 different international trips. And he actually took more because I've received confirmation from outside sources. That's fine. But I did not get the answers that we requested that deal with the budget. It's the bottom line. Got a lot of paper, and, you know, that's great. There's been no follow-up from the president.
The president's office has since acknowledged that this year's travel budget is $137,000, with $186,000 slated for next year. Soon after this, the president's office announced that COVID vaccines would not be mandatory for the fall semester. This was not in keeping with the state university policy, which HVCC is supposed to follow. There was dissent to this policy from students and faculty. The SUNY-wide student assembly denounced the president's position. Mr. Ann also serves on the health committee of the Rensselaer County Legislature.
I mean, I received a lot of calls and a lot of contacts, as well as I've spoken with board members who were not aware of this and did not have a role in that decision. And, you know, the media indicated that the county was involved. I asked Mary Fran Wachunas, who's the director of public health, if she was consulted. She said no. I asked Kelly Hoffman, the chairwoman, and her leadership at a committee meeting if they were involved. They said no. So I have to assume that it's the county executive and his administration who was advising Dr. Ramsamy. I stood up last night at our regular monthly meeting and spoke during legislative privilege and said that the county does not have a role in advising the college on following SUNY protocol, and what an embarrassment it was for all of us in the county, and a disappointment. It really did anger me as a retired teacher that we can give the message to others, including students, that it's okay, you know, to defy policy, that we're going to be the school out of 64 that says, you know, we don't have to follow the vaccine policy.
Eventually, the administration adjusted the position to be in line with the rest of SUNY, which requires COVID vaccines. But because of this decision, the HVCC Faculty Association was considering a no-confidence vote on President Ramsamy's leadership. I reached out to the president's office and the board of directors for comment on this story, but have not received a response as of airtime. Hudson Mohawk Magazine will keep you informed as this story develops. This is Moses Nagel.